What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had asked me a question. I think it's a fair one, which is, which of the quarterbacks in the NFC I trust the most? Because if you ask me for the whole playoffs, I'll just be honest with you, the answer for me, and I don't want to speak for everybody here, you know, it's obviously Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, the AFC convo is not as fun because, like, of course, that's the quarterback you should trust the most. Although, you say that, Cody, and what was it, the 33rd team this week put out their rankings. They had Mahomes as the fourth best quarterback, and they had Matthew Stafford as the seventh. Both of them are ridiculous. Stafford should be, like, third or fourth. Mahomes should be one.
On the NFC side, I think it is between Stafford and Goff.
Okay.
And I know people don't want to – like, Goff is tough because it's not as bad as Sam Darnold. But we had made up our mind on Goff, I think, because quarterbacks who everyone loves do not leave teams in their 20s because their head coach, who we all like, doesn't want them anymore. So there's always this stigma that would be like, why'd they dump you? Why did they not want you? And they won the Super Bowl with the guy that wasn't you. But everything Goff has done – what, like, no offense – Goff, for a normal quarterback, not a superhuman like Patrick Mahomes, what more would you like the guy to do? He's appeared in the same number of Super Bowls as Matt Stafford. He lost his. Stafford didn't win his. Other than that, his touchdown to interception ratio is always good. He always throws for a lot of yards. He runs good offenses. When the offensive line is good, Goff is good. Same thing could be said about Matt Stafford. The only reason I would say Goff is, like, at this point, his youth I kind of enjoy. I feel like his level of play is less variable. This is why I would choose Goff. With Stafford in particular, I think the best version of Stafford is better than any other quarterback on the NFC side. I think it's the second-best quarterback play in the NFL when he's at his best. But he's a yo-yo because he's 36 years old, and I think there's still some inconsistencies. So I don't trust him the same in the playoffs as I do Goff, who I think I'm getting level play out of.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a fair argument. It's between those two. There's no doubt. I mean, you cannot put any other NFC quarterback higher on the list. Matthew Stafford's still my answer because I do feel like when he's healthy, given the experience, also the pairing, and I know, like, right now Goff is paired up with Ben Johnson. That is still going to happen the rest of the playoffs. We'll see long term if that's the case. Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, I mean, that's a permanent pairing. That's the head coach. That relationship, all that is good. Matthew Stafford, to me, at his age, to have the arm strength, that's what's so impressive. So, like, I just trust him, you know, no matter what the elements are. Like, I would have some questions. Now, fortunately for the Lions, they're the number one seed, so Detroit gets to play indoors the rest of the way. They're not going to have to play outdoors. Matthew Stafford's going to be playing in Philly this weekend, where now they're saying it could be snowing, and so maybe that scares you. So the arm strength is a big deal for me when you're dealing with the elements. And Matthew Stafford, who's, what, 37 years old or something like that, he doesn't look 37 at all when he throws the football. Some of the throws on Monday night, yeah, was that Monday night?
No, he can still zip it.
Yeah, it was Monday night against the Vikings.
And he toys with defenses. Like, so, when he's on, again, very few look better, only Mahomes.
So Stafford's at the top. I still think he throws the best football other than, you know, at this point in time. I can't even say Mahomes deep anymore because that's been a struggle. But I think Matthew Stafford might still throw the best football in the game right now just from that. Doesn't mean he's better, but that's where he's at. So if I were to rank it out, I would go Stafford 1, then Jared Goff. Then it gets tricky because you think about the other quarterbacks that are available, Jalen Hurts and then Jaden Daniels. Well, I can't put – I don't trust the rookie more, even though he looks like a dude that steps up in the big moments and is not shying away from it.
But Hurts got two Super Bowls.
I would have to put Jalen Hurts 3 and then Jaden Daniels 4.
And I don't remember the exact statistics, but Jalen Hurts did not play bad in the Super Bowl against Kansas City that he lost either. As you remember, he put up a lot of counting stats that game.
But which NFC quarterbacks, I think now that we've decided on the NFC and we agree that Mahomes would be at the top on the AFC, let's blend them together. Okay, so Mahomes is 1. Then would you go to
I'd go Allen, Lamar before I got to Stafford.
Then Stafford. Then Goff.
Goff, in my case, then Stafford. So Stafford would be 5 in the trust category.
Would you trust Stroud more than Jaden Daniels? One has two playoff ones, but I view them very similar. One's a rookie.
No, I don't think I would because it's the having not seen them failed part. I haven't watched Jaden Daniels fail. And, you know, I don't remember the exact stat, but I think it's like 70, 75%. So the rookie quarterbacks who go on the road and win their first playoff game, it's a pretty small group of people anyway. You know that like 70% of them go ahead and make it to the title game too? Like a good chunk gold of those rookie quarterbacks who go on the road in the first round of the playoffs and win their playoff games go on to play in the following game, because winning on the road in the playoffs as a rookie is already
The exact number, Jaden Daniels, rookies had lost, not anymore, but had lost 7 straight road playoff games, and Jaden Daniels became the first rookie quarterback to win on the road in the postseason since Russell Wilson did it back in 2012, 2013. Overall, to your point, rookie QBs are 5-14 straight up on the road in the postseason since 1990. So you're right, the next week they've won, but also that stat is still 6-14 on the road in the playoffs since 1990. Whether it's a Jaden Daniels problem or it's just how tough it is in general to win on the road.
Usually lose the first one, you don't even get to the second. So I'd probably put personally Jaden Daniels slightly ahead of Stroud. But those would be a wash, I guess, is kind of what, not to take the out, but they'd probably be a wash for me. And again, Goff and Stafford, I think, is splitting hairs just based on, can you promise me good Stafford shows up? Because if you can promise me good, great Stafford, then fine, yeah.
That's what I think the Rams.
Stafford might be two. I don't know.
I think the Rams could pull off an upset. I'm a little nervous when I saw the updated weather forecast in Philly, though, with the, I don't know if it's blizzard is the right word, but it's going to be nasty. That scares me a bit, knowing that the Eagles have the clear advantage in the run game with not only Saquon, but the tush push. Like, if you're going to have no traction, well, we know one team is very capable of just literally shoving Jalen Hurts forward for yardage, and they do that on a regular basis. So that's what makes me a little more nervous, but we'll give our official picks later on the NFC side. But I've kind of hinted at it all week, I think, already. Like, I'm going to keep riding with the Rams, man. They're one game away from getting to where I hope they were going to get at the beginning of the season.
You predicted them to get to the AFC title game.
How's everybody's predictions looking from...
I still got 3 or 4 alive.
Okay,
I had Lions, Ravens... I had Lions, Bills, Chiefs before the season.
Okay.
Packers was my fourth team. They got eliminated in the wild card round.
Okay.
You had Chiefs.
Texans on the AFC side. So, well, that can't, it's not possible.
Right, but then you're getting one of them.
We did the revised one last week because we saw the seeding, and I said Chiefs, Bills, although I think the Ravens are winning.
I took all on ones Sunday. And twos when we did the revised.
And then Rams, Lions, if it was, I didn't think was possible. What's funny is I had Rams, Lions, but I didn't, as far as when we did the updated one, and I didn't think that was possible with seeding, but then the Commanders upset the Bucks, and so I guess it is possible. Well, who knows? It's fun to think about, that's for sure.